We have a very special guest joining us today, Hayley Cobb, the newly crowned Miss Australia, Miss Galaxy Australia 2026. Congratulations, Hayley.
Thank you so much.
That's quite okay. What an incredible achievement. Hayley is not just a title holder. We have to remind you of that. She's a passionate community advocate whose platform, Let's Be Realistic, focuses on cancer prevention and awareness education for young people. That's pretty important. And she also has been a dedicated fundraiser and volunteer who gives back in so many meaningful ways. I'd like to welcome you to our studios, 1015fm.com.au podcast. Hayley, welcome to it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely voice. And you, I have to ask, what drew you first to enter the Australian Galaxy Pageants competition? Was it something you had on your radar for a while, or did someone encourage you?
Well, I kind of have been doing pageantry for 5 years now. Okay. And I've always said to Mum, in the back of my mind, I'll only do Galaxy when I'm in the Ms. division. And this was my first time entering Galaxy, and to win on the first go definitely wasn't what I was expecting going in. But yes, I'm very excited. And what drew me was the sisterhood, so the impact that we can have beyond the stage. So even though not all of the girls that competed got a crown at the end, we all still connect and we still are supporting each other with our platforms and helping raise awareness where we can for our chosen causes.
Now, the organization talks a lot about personal growth and confidence building. What's the biggest shift you've noticed in yourself since entering?
I think the biggest shift that I've noticed is that I can stand up, have the conversations in front of very large crowds at this point, and be thrown in the deep end to be able to be a guest speaker. I was recently the Moreton Bay Community Ambassador for the Moreton Bay Mother's Day Classic that was recent.
I thought I heard your name somewhere in the news. So you've been around for a while. You're from this area.
Yeah, I'm from this area. I live in Narangba, so definitely a local girl here.
But you don't look like just a local. You look pretty special. I mean, you've worked hard. What does it take to get you into that preparation?
It's a lot of work, honestly. I spend about 6 hours minimum a week in the studio practicing. So I actually practice at the Narangba Community Hall, Okay. Surprisingly. Some people get in there. I get some cheer squads through the glass windows watching me, and they don't even know what I'm rehearsing for. It's so funny. But it's a lot of preparation, a lot of volunteering hours, and a lot of fundraising as well. So I try and get out as much as I can. I think this weekend alone I have 7 appearances booked in. Wow. A lot of volunteering.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, but it's starting to pay off now because you've got the crown, which looks lovely too, by the way.
Thank you. It's pretty shiny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very shiny. I love it. Let's be realistic. Hayley's platform, tell us about Let's Be Realistic. Where did the idea come from and what does it actually do?
Yeah, so my platform is Let's Be Realistic. So it's really about encouraging our younger generation to be realistic about the fact that cancer can impact anyone at any age. I'm seeing so many of the younger generation glamorizing tanning, not looking after themselves and not realizing that those can lead to implications in the future, which means that they could get cancer at a younger age. So my platform is encouraging people to myth bust Friday. So taking a myth that they think that's out there and busting it and showing them that it can lead to cancer. I also visit schools, aged care facilities, and donate my colouring in and activity books that I've made that doesn't have the C word in it, but it encourages healthy habits for our younger generation so that they can see why the teachers or why their parents are saying, brush your teeth, drink your water, wear your hat. So it's coming from a more friendly point of view and someone that they might look up to as a role model.
And we should all be looking up to you because you're a tall person. What are you, 5'9", 10?
5'11".
Yeah. So, you have a presence and you're banking on that. That's very important. But cancer prevention awareness is a very personal nature for many people, as you know. It hits them really hard in some cases. What's the story behind why you chose this to be your focus?
So I've had a lot of friends, family members that have had different types of cancers. Even my boss that I work with, she's just been going through it the last year. Wow. And it's just being that supportive person and seeing how quick people can deteriorate with it and how much it takes over their life, but not just them, their family members' lives. And I've always thought, you know, I've had family members that have had it. There's a high chance I'm going to have it in the future. So why can't I be that voice to try and start making a change now so that this younger generation can see, hey, this is something serious that we need to realize is happening.
And when you are told that you have cancer, whatever it is, your life changes. changes. You think, okay, I could be gone next year.
Yeah.
And that's realistically what it's like. And I want to impress this on people. It's life-changing.
It can be a sudden drop of a hat and you don't realize that you've got it. Yeah. I remember the day my boss got diagnosed and she came into the office and, yeah, she was shattered. Like, she didn't know what to do and that, you know, and she's a CEO, so she's top of a company. And to get that news coming into an organization, it's hard. And it's just being supportive where you can and knowing how much it can impact you.
Now, what do you want most young people to walk away knowing after what they've heard you speak?
To realize that things can happen to you, no matter your age. I've just had a friend, she's 27, she's just had skin cancer cut out of her face, and that's at 27. So it's coming to us at a younger and younger age. I've had a friend, she's not even 30 yet, she's just had bowel cancer. So it's taking those preventative steps that we can, where we can. So making sure that you're looking after yourselves, getting those regular checks. Like, the health system is changing so rapidly that some of the checks, like, for example, you can get your cervix screening. You can do that at home now. So you don't have to feel like you're getting it done at a doctor's surgery.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great,
like,
news.
Prostate cancer to get checked for men, just a prick on the finger now. So it's they're trying to remove that stigma of going and getting those preventative checks and making it a lot more easier so we can, you know, decrease the amount of cancer cases that we're getting in Australia.
You've organized some really creative fundraisers, mystery bags, Lego challenges, raffles. How do you come up with all these ideas?
I like to just be a bit quirky when I'm trying to fundraise. Things that are different. I'm very, very fortunate that a lot of small Australian businesses like to back me when I'm doing raffles. They can see the impact that I'm trying to make and they're very supportive of that. The Lego mystery bags, I'm a Lego builder. I love Lego and I always like to try and intertwine Lego into pageantry wherever I can, and that was a cool way that I could.
You are like the girl next door, really, in many ways. You do ordinary things, which is great. That's what I think you're going to go far, really. You supported a wide range of charities, including Batyr, Make-A-Wish, Share With Dignity, and the Cancel Council. There's one initiative that stands out as especially meaningful for you.
Well, I like to just show my support where I can. The one that I've done a lot of work for is Cancer Council Queensland. So I've been doing their volunteering and fundraising for 11 years now. So very long time. I've been the face for them for their Real Life for Life, so the honourable patron for them. I've been a guest speaker at a lot of their events. Just even recently, I was a guest speaker for a scent auction down at Redlands branch. So
I knew you were. Your name somewhere. It's through the Cancer Council Queensland. That's where I've heard about you. Yeah. See, people do remember. And if you make an impression, it's important. And you do. You make a very good impression. What comes next for Hayley Cobb? Is there more to the horizon than the 2026 title? Obviously, the world one. The Bahamas, I understand you're going to. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully, well, I go off and compete in 5.5 weeks internationally. So I'm the Australian representative that's going internationally. So it's going to be a lot of pressure. I've got girls from all around the world that I'm competing with. I would love to bring that international crown back here and show them the impact that I can make in Australia on an international level. So a lot of preparation for that. But after the title, I finish my reign in April next year. I'm just going to continue doing what I do anyway and turning up, volunteering, and being that voice for people.
We don't want next year to come too quickly.
No, definitely not. We don't want to lose the sparkly crown too quickly.
But for listeners who want to get involved in community giving and don't know where to start, what's your advice?
Honestly, just give it a go. Like, it might feel awkward at first going and volunteering by yourself, but I just turn up and the people that volunteer are the most loveliest people that you can volunteer with. And a lot of the times it's something different. It might be, you know, a course marshal. It might be gift wrapping. I can tell you, I cannot wrap a present to save my life, but I know it's for a great cause and I give it a go. And it's about trying something new. You can make new friendships and you know that you turning up is helping that cause one person at a time. And it's, you don't realize the impact that you can have. So, yeah.
Over the years, the Galaxy's pageants delegates have, well, collectively raised over $500,000 for charity. And that's a lot of money. But how are you going?
That was amazing. Yes, I actually, just in the lead up to nationals, so from January to April, I raised $4,500 for Batyr.
Gee.
Yeah, from all my raffles, my Lego fundraising. So
you're up there with all the greats.
Yeah, I think the second top fundraiser. So yeah.
How does it feel to be a part of that legacy?
Oh, knowing that it's having an impact and that it's helping our youth's mental health and our individuals at our university, it's crazy to know that it can have such an impact and, you know, be saving those lives that people don't realize that when people are suffering from mental illness, they need that support.
You describe your journey as being one of resilience. And I know that gels with you in so many ways. Can you share a moment where you really had to dig deep?
Yeah, it's been a ride. I can tell you that much. Just trying to turn up and pushing through. Like, I went to university at 17 and pushed my way through. I've now got 4 university degrees. I've got my master's, hopefully start my doctorate soon.
Wow.
And just knowing that I've always wanted to do something good in the community, and I've always had like a little bird, my mum in the background going, why don't you do pageantry? Like, you already volunteer, you already do all this work. How about you use your voice and go onto the stage and show people what it is? So it's a lot of uphill battles, a lot of no's, a lot of knockbacks, but it's every 100 knockbacks, there's always one yes, and that's how I look at it.
Okay, so when does the event in the Bahamas happen?
It's the first week of August, so the first 2 weeks of August. You can live stream it on YouTube as well if you want to watch it. Otherwise, find them on Instagram. They're Miss Galaxy Pageant on Instagram. Mm. And follow along, cheer me on, give me as much support as possible.
I'm sure we can all do that. You've been a great speaker, and I do appreciate you popping in here to talk to us. I mean, it's a life journey for you, and you've taken us along for the ride, which is wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me today.
What an absolute pleasure to have you with us here again at 101.5 FM today, Hayley. And it's been an awesome hearing your incredible journey over the last few months with the Australian Galaxy Pageants, the amazing work that you are doing through your platform, Let's Be Realistic. That platform, Let's Be Realistic, is raising awareness with cancer prevention and empowering young people with knowledge that truly matters. We couldn't be more proud of you, honestly, with you representing our community, and we wish you all the very best as you head next as Miss Galaxy Australia into the Bahamas World Championship. We really hope you do well there. Congratulations once again, Hayley Cobb. We cannot wait to see you do everything that you hope to achieve and to hear Hayley's earlier podcasts and other success stories. Head right now here to 101.5fm.com.au.